with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States believes Israel and Hamas are close to reaching a ceasefire agreement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's fresh optimism here at the White House that remaining differences can be ironed out following Hamas's acceptance of a ceasefire proposal.
A close assessment of the two sides' positions suggests that they should be able to close the remaining gaps.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. will do everything it can to support the ongoing negotiations and achieve a ceasefire. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, retired Navy Admiral James DeFreitas says Israel will be seriously hampered in its efforts to protect civilians in Gaza by the U.S. decision to delay shipments of high-precision missiles.
A Joint Direct Action Munition, JDAM is the acronym. It's a very accurate form of airdropped weapon that can be used with extreme precision.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network the delay will force Israel to use less precise weapons in Gaza, which is likely to lead to even more collateral damage. President Trump is endorsing a long-shot candidate in Utah's GOP Senate primary, Bob Agnew reports.
The former president is known as a kingmaker when it comes to Senate candidates, but even staunch supporters are unsure if his endorsement of MAGA conservative Trent Staggs for the nomination will pan out for the party. Many fear the selection of Staggs over more well-funded Republican conservative candidates may split the GOP vote and give an edge to moderate John Curtis. Voters will select their candidate to try and fill the seat of the retiring Mitt Romney on June 25th. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points. The Nasdaq dropped 16, with the S&P 500 advancing by 7. This is SRN News. Helping create the Christ-centered nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside Dallas wasn't exactly easy. Organizers had to secure 10 acres of land, purchase horses to use in equine-assisted therapy, and recruit both staff and volunteers. But co-founder Court Karecker says it was all worth it to help launch therapeutic horsemanship for teens. He feels horses really connect with emotionally troubled teenagers.
Because horses are a truly empathetic animal. They sense you, they sense your heart rate, they can feel how you're feeling, and there's a physiological change that actually happens when people are around horses. And so with that, when someone's on a horse, there is truly a change in how they are, how they feel, and really just has a change in their life.
More information is available at Rustic Way Ranch. org. This is SRN News. A deadline is looming for millions of businesses.
Any businesses that accepted Visa and or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of a $5.5 billion settlement. Applicable owners whose businesses have closed can also submit a claim. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks violated antitrust laws. John Scott reporting.
Two-term U.S. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz has won a contentious Republican primary in her bid for another 2 years. Spartz faced 8 challengers after she reversed a decision earlier this year to forego re-election from Indiana. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.